This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Bronze Roofing, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, getting the weather. Galveston, it's 81 down on the island this morning, and there's a few showers out in the Gulf. They are calling for some kind of a chance of rain in Galveston early. Rain showers this morning. Sunshine during the afternoon hours. Hot temperatures for this time of year. High around 85. East winds 15 to 25. I'm not seeing that kind of wind yet. And then for tonight, clear skies, low near 80. East southeast 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, mainly sunny with a high of 86. East winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a high coming up at 5:50 a.m. It's a 1.5, a low at 1:26 p.m., an 0.1, and a high at 9:47 p.m., a 1.7. 7:02 a.m. is sunrise, 7:29 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 88%. We're on the backside of that last full moon. And looking at current conditions, right now, that buoy offshore is still messed up. No wind or wind speeds or any of that. Water temp's 86 out there. Wave heights are 2 feet with a period of 8 seconds. And looking at Eagle Point, it is 82 degrees with 83 degree water. East-southeast wind 8 to 9. And at Morgan's Point up in the top end of the complex, it's 80 degrees with 84 degree water temperature. East wind at 3 to 7. So at least we're getting a little drop in the water temperatures. Humidity's back this morning. If you hadn't been outside yet, you'll notice it when you step out. After all these nice mornings we've had in a row, well, it's not that way. We're back to normal again. All right. Well, let's move over to Sabine Lake, and let's check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning and see what's up with him. Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
Hey, buddy. Yeah, it has been beautiful.
It has. Man. Gorgeous. Drop dead.
Yeah. Yeah, the day before yesterday, I got to fish, and it was chilly running down the channel. Man, I had to have a long sleeve shirt on over my fishing shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
That was like a culture shock. I couldn't even believe that.
Little hint of fall. Get us started off in September, and now it's going to be hot again.
Yep. Oh, yeah. There we go. It's going to come back. But, we managed to fish very deep again. Those trout were on the bottom, and somewhere around 10 to 17 feet down.
Dang.
Yeah, that's wild, huh? Now, the water temperature was 81 degrees. It had dropped down from 87.4 down to 81 degrees. Dang. But that didn't move them much.
No.
They were still where they were the day before and the day before. Really strange. That's mostly the tide runners.
Yeah.
And we caught a couple of almost 20-inch trout. I mean, they were really pretty. And some other good solid ones, too. So, but I think those tide runners are fixing to go. They're still in there right now, and there's a lot of little ones. Lots of 12-inchers.
Really?
Man, I mean, yeah, we probably caught 50.
My goodness.
And kept 20. They were either pretty darn good sized or 12 inches.
Yeah.
Some of them were even 10 and a half.
My goodness.
It's like, wow. There was a bunch of sand trout down there, too.
Any size to those sand trout? Are they
They were about 11 inches long.
And
we did keep six of them because those guys know what they taste like. They said, keep them.
Especially fresh out of water like that. You're dang right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how you eat those. You eat them first. And it's a little harder to lay them, 11-inch long. Sand trout, he's got thinnest skin.
Yeah.
But I managed to do it with that bubber knife.
Bubber knife, there you go.
Yeah, a little Teflon finish on that thing.
Yeah.
That just slides right off that hide. So, but we caught, and no surprise, we did catch them on some other colors, but white just seemed to be the thing. Glow with a yellow tail. Mm-hmm. White, straight up white, bone diamond, K Wigglers and Little Johns.
Yeah.
That's just how it worked. And when you wanted to get it down there in that current, use a Little John, and because it doesn't have any resistance on it. And we actually found some 3/8 heads, and the current got so strong there for a while, we had to use that. So that's the way it went.
I run across a bag of a 100-pack of gumball 3/8 in my boat yesterday. I was digging around looking for something. I go, good Lord, look at these. Where'd those come from? Didn't even know I had them.
Yeah, those things, they're useful when you need them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually found a half ounce in there. And that half ounce was... that sure enough got it down there.
Yeah.
But you're fishing, you got to get it down in the current 17 feet. A half ounce is not out of the question.
No, it's not. Well, I bet that looks big and nasty on a Little John. Thread a Little John on a half ounce jig head. It probably looks kind of funny.
it did. It looked odd.
Yeah.
But I had some... I had some hatchet-faced from K. Wiggler, hatchet-faced jigs, and they were weird. But, man, they worked.
Yeah.
They went right through that current and got to the bottom real quick. So that's the way all that went, and the water's pretty green in the channel. And all the way up to Texaco Island, it's pretty and beyond, actually.
Yeah.
It's doing real good up there. So the fish are going to be moving with it.
Did you have a pretty good, earlier in the week, a pretty good northeast wind in the mornings?
Yes.
Yeah.
One day it was pretty stout.
Yeah.
Let's see, what was it? Monday, maybe?
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday both were kind of breezy, a little gusty. Especially Monday.
Oh, it was Tuesday. Tuesday.
I'm thinking of Tuesday.
I fished Saturday and Tuesday, kind of on both ends of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday it was cool too. Yeah, it really was.
Well,
so
hopefully we'll keep getting some of these little old fronts. Keep them coming.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Hopefully the tropics stay quiet, too. They're still quiet. I'm liking that. Well, if we can just get through this month, we're going to be in good shape, I think.
Yeah, our local weatherman, old Greg Boswick, he said, I'm reluctant to say that it's over for this year. He said, but I'm going to withhold making that statement.
Yeah, as soon as you say something, here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah.
And it was supposed to be an extremely busy year.
Hey, they can't predict anything.
No.
They don't know.
No, nobody does.
No. No, and when they think they do, that's when they get proved wrong. So, you know, that Sahara dust come all the way across the Atlantic. And it's right on the equator, and, you know, it just knocked that stuff down. It just, you know, negated the possibility of big hurricanes.
Right.
Only one. The one slipped through. But hopefully it is over. I don't want to evacuate and run. And
no, nobody does. Nobody wants to deal with that.
No, it's expensive to travel nowadays.
Yes, sir.
It really is hard.
Well, after Rita, I'll never leave again. I'll just ride it out. Well, unless it's, you know, a 5 or something, 4 or 5, you got to leave. You can't stay on the bay. But
after that
deal in Rita, that was just, I've never seen any, I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, that was bad. But I stayed through Ike, and I wished I hadn't. I mean, it tore the back roof off my house.
I remember that.
Oh, God. That was about the scariest I've been in a long time. And it's always in the middle of the night, and it's always a night of terror.
Yeah, that's what was cool about Beryl, you know, was in the daytime last year. That little Category 1. Well, they called it a little Category 1. It felt more than that to me. It was pretty wild. For a little storm.
Yeah, that was different. But seems like it's so blacked out.
Nighttime, you can't see anything.
Your power fails, and you're at the mercy of whatever. And we had 3 tornadoes come through the backyard.
Man.
You could tell they were out there, too. And the last one clipped the back carport, and it was made out of heavy lumber. And it just picked that thing up and threw it up on the roof played with it a little while and then tore off about a third of my roof, the metal roof, and just ripped it and landed out in the front yard. And the other part of the metal roof landed 100 yards out in the woods. Standing straight up on its end. Yeah, that was bad.
Yes.
Shouldn't have stayed. Won't ever do it again. Wasn't that bad. It's just too much to put up with.
Well, after Katrina, everybody was so freaked out from all the, you know, all the publicity and everything they saw from that hurricane in New Orleans, and then when Rita came as a threat, everybody left.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it was a ghost town.
It was
except
bad.
On the highways. That was terrible.
Except on the highway. Yeah, you
that
did
was
not
absolutely
want to
be on
that terrible. Highway. Yeah, it was.
And I'm just trying to get to my brother's place in Woodville and thinking we're going to be okay. Well, that was a bad move. That didn't work out.
Oh.
Came right
we
through there.
Sam Rayburn.
Yeah. Not good.
And it was not good.
No, sir. Let me knock this break out, Bill. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang with me.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:17 here in the Bayou City. All right, Bill, we are back, my friend.
And I'm here with you.
All right.
Absolutely. So,
These fish, I've had a lot of Septembers where I had to stay. You know, there are some shoreline fish, but there's just so many more out deep. And, I need to.
Well, I found some redfish on the shorelines.
Yeah.
With a high tide, the high tide was up pretty good.
Right. Our redfish have moved in real skinny right now, too. You know, the slot reds, the small rats,
yes.
22, 25 inches. They're right against the bank right now.
Yeah, I caught one that was probably a perfect 23 or 24, mm-hmm. and those guys were excited. I mean, right out of the box early in the morning.
Right.
And it didn't happen. I got him almost to the boat and he pulled off. He did one of those barrel rolls that they do.
Yeah, the old crocodile roll, alligator roll.
Yeah, that's what they do. They surely do.
It's weird when they do that. Sometimes it'll just pull that jig head right out of their tough old mouth. It's hard to believe
you
can lose a redfish.
I had a good sized jig head, too. I had a bona fide redfish hook.
Right.
I knew I was liable to run into them, but we caught about, maybe 7 or 8 oversized.
Yeah.
To go with it. And everybody was, those guys, they love to catch a big fish.
Sure they do.
They were hoorahing and high-fiving, and I just let them fight them.
Turn them loose. Catch them to your sick of.
Picture-taking ceremonies. And
yeah. That'll hunt.
It was fun. Yeah. Yeah, so I got up there Saturday and Tuesday, and it was both of the good days, and caught a lot of trout, a lot of small trout. And of course, the ladyfish are still swarming.
Oh, yeah. We need a couple.
Yeah, they're down there. But you got to get it below the ladyfish to get a trout. They're up there chewing and popping and doing what they do, and the trout are picking off the cripples. That's whenever you found the ladyfish real thick, that's, if it was a reasonable depth, I could not catch them down to 25 feet like I did the other day. But that's
unheard of. I've never heard of that. I've never done it. You know, I've heard of
it.
You know,
weird.
Like fishing short rigs and stuff, but in the bay system, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, I've found that out there. I've caught trout out there in 40 foot of water, you know, kind of mixed with a snapper. And they'd be down there somewhere around 20, 25 feet deep, depending on the sun angle and the light penetration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll slide up and down those pilings out there and get where they need to be. They like to lay just where it gets dark. You know, they're ambush feeders.
Yeah.
So they pick off all the bait, and then the sharks are picking them off.
Yeah, when the sharks move in, you might as well move too. Move to another spot. And, that's just...
But there's not many sharks in the channel right now.
That's not surprising.
At all. Yeah. For the salt water that's in there, I mean, the water's green.
Probably where those redfish are. They're probably
shallow.
Bull sharks, they like to chase them redfish.
Yeah, we caught some of them down there at 16, 17 feet, too.
Dang.
You know, just they were down there on the bottom picking off the cripples that the ladyfish are hitting. There's no way that in nature there's no mercy.
No, there's not.
They pick off the cripples and wipe out everything they can.
No matter how big you think you're big time swimming around, there's always something bigger that's going to eat you.
Oh yeah, yeah. We caught one redfish that was 18 pounds. I mean, that was a brute. I don't know how many inches he was. My bump board wouldn't measure him, and he hung way off the ice chest.
It didn't matter.
Yeah, but those guys, we caught one that probably had triangles for spots down his side.
Right.
And that was the oddest looking fish, and he must have had 80 or 100 on each side.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah, little triangles, black triangles.
Boy, you needed to be in one of those most spots tournaments.
Yeah. Every time I've seen anything like that going on, I never can catch one with just maybe one spot or two.
Every once in a while, you'll see somebody catch one. They'll throw a picture up of it, and it looks like a leopard. So many spots on it.
Oh, yeah. My dad caught one time that was orange about 20 years ago. That fish was orange and gold. And he had 70 spots on one side and 81 on the other. And he was
only
18 inches long. Yep. You talk about a beautiful fish.
I bet.
I thought, you know, God just liked to paint this guy. He just put some color in his mouth.
You know, we used to catch trout. I don't see them much anymore. Every once in a while, you'd catch one a day or a couple a week. The trout that have millions of little spots on them.
Yeah.
You know, their lateral line looked a little different than the normal. It kind of looked like a spotted weak fish from the East Coast or something. Remember when we used to catch those on occasion? I hadn't caught one of those in years.
No, it hadn't been. Do you think that maybe was a different subspecies?
It had to be. It was a little bit different. It had a different head shape, and the tail was more It was more blocky, you know. It just
it
looked different.
Kind of
it was
blunt,
a
head,
trout,
like
but it just it just looked different.
Almost like almost like a gulf trout.
Yeah, yeah, millions of spots on it.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but I hadn't seen one like you in a long time.
And I don't catch many anymore either that don't have hardly any spots on them. You know, remember those we used to catch? It looked like almost like a gulf trout, but it'd have spots on the, you know, the top fins and the anal fin and the tail and maybe a couple of spots on the base of the tail, you know, the body part.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard to identify them as a speck.
Yeah. Well, when you first get it up by the boat, well, and usually those were bigger fish, you know, in that 4 to 6 pound class, you'd catch one that, you know, was designed
real
that
pale.
Way, you know?
Yeah. And maybe they were just anomalies.
Yeah.
But
That's what's fun about what we do, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. Somehow, all I want to do is pursue them and catch them. I don't really want to research the habits of the trout. But although I have figured out just by observation what they do and where they go in Sabine Lake, you know, it's... They want to go north when it salts up.
Always.
And I
figure for the
this
winter
year, yeah, this year, unless it keeps being real dry, I don't think they'll go all the way to orange. I think they'll be somewhere in the upper end of the lake, up along the intercoastal.
Yeah.
And over toward Orange and Sabine River. They'll be in that area. We hadn't had enough of a drought for them to go all the way.
But well, boy, that's what they like to do this time of year. They'll move north and establish their fall and winter habitat. And
once they get there, they'll be there.
Yes, they'll set up close to deep water where you do pull freezes. I think that's what saves so many of our fish up here. When we get these freezes is, you know, the deep water they got access to that they can just roll right off in it is, you know, the water temps drop and the water, you know, the tide subsides. They can roll off in that deep water and survive it.
Yeah, we've got some water.
Cold layer, you know.
We've got some water out there in Sabine Lake that's 10 foot deep up in the north end. And we've got water down on the south end that's 25 and 30. And then 50 foot in the channel. So the trout that are in that area, they're pretty well protected. And then they'll swim up to the old Sabine River channel and intercoastal up there, 25,
yes.
30 feet. And they're pretty safe. As long as that freeze don't hold on too long.
Well, they can get under that frigid water temps on the surface.
Yeah.
Get down deep below it.
Yeah, at least it's mixing down there where they are. And, you know, I think at 12 to 25 feet, I think they're pretty safe.
Oh, yeah. I'm with
you. It's interesting what we see out there.
Well, you fish long enough and fish enough times, you figure it out. You learn it.
Yeah. But it's just a great matter of interest to me. And I pretty well fly by the seat of my pants. There's nothing scientific about what I do. It's just totally observation.
That's it.
I'm not capable of that kind of thought.
Yeah.
I'm just on the endless pursuit to catch the last speckled trout in Sabine Lake.
It'll never happen.
You know, I haven't been able to do it.
It's like the old timers used to tell us, said, boy, y'all need to let up on these fish a little bit. You can't catch all of them. You may think you can, but you can't catch all them fish.
That's right, you can't.
You can't catch all of them. We'd like to, yeah, but that ain't going to happen. All right, Bill.
Comical, man.
All right, brother. Well, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come over to Sabine and fish with you, my friend.
Yes, sir. 409-673-9211 or fishsabinelake.com.
All right, buddy. Bill, have a good day. Thanks for the report.
Hey,
see you, man.
You too, buddy.
All right,
bye-bye.
Later. All right. Well, Bronze Roofing, you know, folks, Bronze Roofing has been in business for 38 years. They specialize in new roofs and repairs. They have free estimates. And the best part, they're open 7 days a week. You can call anytime. You can get seen the same day for quick service. And each roof comes with a 15-year warranty. And Bronze works with your insurance company. They know how to deal with them, and it takes a lot of the pressure off yourself. That guides their customers through the process and makes it so much more easy for them. Visit bronzeroofing.com. That's bronzeroofing.com. Or you can call them at 713-645-0505. That's 713-645-0505. That's Bronze Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right. It is 4:34 here in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Lake Conroe now and check in with our good friend, the fish dude, old Richard Tosh. Good morning, Richard. What's up, man?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, just going through the motions, man.
I hear you. I'll tell you what, I am
sleep
like
good this. Last night. I had a bad night, so I'm I'm a little sluggish.
There you go. Well, everybody's got to do that every once in a while. I ain't figured out why it happens to me, because I don't get enough sleep as it is. But every once in a while, you turn around and get those nights like that. But I tell you what, I am liking these mornings here lately. These, it's been nice and cool out there. Ain't
well,
no doubt.
It was nice till I stepped out the door this morning. That humidity and warmer temperature hit me right in the face. I said, "Oh,
yeah, it's back.
It's back.
Ain't no doubt.
It's back.
Ain't no doubt about it." But I tell you what, I've been bass fishing most of the week. Now we catfished early. I think it was, I don't remember when it was, Monday or Tuesday, catfish, caught a fistful of them rascals, but I've been bass fishing most of all the week, just trying to see what all's going on there, and them rascals, they're being a little bit tough for some reason. I ain't figured out why, but I am catching a bunch of little old spotted bass. That's one thing that Conroe doesn't have a lot of, but there's a few of them out there, and I've been catching
some. I think Rayburn's probably got the most spots you'll ever catch, you know?
I guarantee you Rayburn is just
thick at Rayburn.
They are, and that's one thing that's funny over there. That's usually if I'm going to eat a bass, I'll go catch me some spotted bass out of Rayburn, and I'll eat a few of them, because them rascals, they're pretty good table fare. You know, they don't get too dang big and stuff, but one of the funny things about those spots is, like, I go up to Washita every once in a while, and they got a largemouth limit and a spotted bass limit, and they encourage you to take out spotted bass. Don't leave.
Right.
Don't let them stay in the lake. So they got a big population of them up there. So it's I can't remember exactly what it is, but the largemouth limit is like 5, right? So, and then they say on top of that, you can keep 6 spotted bass. So it's different how you can do it up there, and how different states do different things, you know, just like that. But it's, like I say, when they get full of them, there's a lot. And Rayburn is just chock full of them. I mean, that's what's crazy about Rayburn. It's so full of those spots, it's unreal. But I've been chugging a lot of square bills and stuff lately, because I've been looking at the bait and going, you know, just kind of going along some of these areas that historically start firing up in the fall, and you know, the water temperature is dropping, but it's not dropping super fast. It's in the 80s right now, so it's one of those things where as that water temperature drops, these fish start getting a little bit more aggressive. But I'm noticing a lot of the bait is small, so that's why I'm watching while I'm chugging the square bills and stuff, because the bait is super small right now. And you know, I'm chasing some of them on the forward facing sonar, you know, just chugging those little elite shiners that Bass Assassin makes out on the jig head. Trying to drop it out in front of them. It's like it's a swim bait's what it is.
Right.
And just chucking it out there on a jig head, just see if I can't get them rascals to hit it. But more than anything, I'm running across white bass and stuff like that. And there's a few hybrids out there running around, but them goofy old hybrids, I tried them the other day for a little bit. Them rascals, I mean, good night. Them sunguns, I can get them all around the boat, but I can't get them to eat nothing. It's just, you know, it's just that time of year. They just don't want to eat on a regular basis for some reason. And it's just, you know, it's frustrating when you know they're down there and you can't get them to eat nothing. You know, I got a few people that still want to try them, and I'm telling them, hey, we'll give them an hour, hour and a half, and then after that, we got to go do something else. Them rascals, if we spend too much time on them, we're just not going to have anything in the boat. Because there's one day a couple weeks ago, I spent 3 hours trying to catch them and caught one. And it's like, you know, that's just, to me, that's not fun when you're having to work that dang hard just to catch one fish. And it's just, especially when they're stacked up around you. I mean, I need to take some videos and pictures of my screen just to show how many are actually there. Cause I mean, they'll be on my screen. It looks like there's thousands of them down there. You can't get them to bite nothing. You know, they'll eat. Like the other day we had a meeting, they grabbed bait and chomp him in half, and they just wouldn't eat them. I mean, it's crazy how they'll do that. But you know, I'm still going to be focusing on these black bass for a while. So try to get
square
me a
bill crankbaits. What kind of square bill do you throw?
Most of the time it's that KVD, the Strike King square bill.
How deep does that run? Max depth
Max depth's around 3 feet. You know, some of them you can get that'll go down to about five, but most of the time you're talking about 2 to 3 feet deep. And mm-hmm. A lot of times when I'm chunking those things, I'm typically focused on the rocks, like along any of the breakwaters, the bridges, the dam itself. I mean, good night to get it, because if you can get them up there and get them start deflecting off of that rock and stuff as you're going along, those fish will just trigger whenever it deflects off of a rock. So, that's another thing. A lot of times I'll pull up on these bridges and stuff, and I get people that want to go bass fishing and do that. The bridges or any of the break walls and stuff like that. Well, I tell them, throw parallel to the rocks. Don't throw straight in and pull it out, because you're going from, say, 0 feet out to about 10 feet going straight in, and you're not hitting much of the strike zone. No. You parallel that rock, and try to keep those square bills or whatever we're throwing, try to keep them within, 10 feet of the rock wherever we're at, and then just parallel that whole thing. You've got a larger strike zone that you're covering, and it gets me, because people, they'll throw straight in and pull straight out. You're looking at one fish maybe if you land in front of him,
Yeah.
With when you're paralleling anything, whether it be a log, a rock wall, or a dock, or anything like that,
ledge,
you're covering
anything. Yeah.
Yeah. You're covering that whole strike zone rather than just one little small section of it. So that's and we know that as much as we fish it, that you want to cover as much of the strike zone as you can. But people that are just getting into it, they don't really understand why you're doing it, and that's why I try to focus on if you'll throw that rascal parallel to everything, no matter what it is, you'll cover more of the strike zone. Just like a dock, for example, say a dock's got 6 posts on it. If you just throw it one post, you're limiting your opportunities there. If you throw parallel and cover all 6 of those posts,
swim by all 6 of them.
That's right.
One fish laying by a post is going to give you a bite,
That's exactly right. To come by him and trigger him to come out and eat it. That's like yesterday. I was looking under some docks and there's, man, you could see them under there, but I could not get them to eat nothing. I was chunking a chatterbait under there and all kinds of stuff, and I just couldn't get them to eat at all. But it's, that's one of those things, you just get out there and give everything you got under the sun a shot. And then I got up in that grass, punching that grass with a big jig and stuff, and I still couldn't get any bites with it. But I think them rascals done went and poisoned that grass again somehow, I'm so dead set against that poison, that grass. It's unreal.
But, I mean, you think it'd be bad. I mean, that's just bad all the way around. I mean, it can't be good for the fish either.
No, I mean, I am so against it. I mean, it's just, we've talked about it before where, anytime you're poisoning the grass, period, and then they're using it as drinking water also. So it's like, you can't tell me you're filtering that stuff out. I mean, it's in the water. It's not coming out. I don't get it. I don't understand people's thought process on that. If anything, put the carp. Now, I know people are dead set against the carp, but that, they don't really understand what happened in the beginning, when they first put those carp in there.
Well, no, they maintain it, and they're not poison either.
Correct.
Mixing poison and water, just that don't mix.
That's the way I am.
That, buddy.
I am so against that. It's unreal. But,
about chemicals in the water, fishing Galveston Bay all my life.
Oh, good night. Yes, I know you do, because I mean, y'all get every bit of it coming from everywhere. I mean, that's the problem down there. When they say, we all live downstream, that's exactly right. You're at the bottom end of it. So it's I mean, you catch everything that comes through no matter what. And that Trinity River especially, I mean, you know, growing up pretty much all my life out here on the river, you saw all that stuff coming out of Dallas down here to the upper part of the lake and stuff like that. And then you got whatever came out of the dam all the way to the bay. I mean, it's like goodness, you just can't win for losing sometimes. So it's, you know, and it's one of them things, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, Trinity River growing up over there. I mean, when I was growing up, they had mercury warnings. You know, you don't eat this X amount of fish because the mercury in the water. Now it's all about PCBs, whatever that is. I don't have a clue. So it's, you know, it's just another
polycarbon biphenyls or something like that.
I'm just brain dead when it comes to all those chemicals and stuff in the water. So I just know they talk about that stuff and you know, how you're not supposed to eat, but say 8 ounces of fish a month out of there, but you can keep 50 catfish. You know, that's what's crazy. Yeah. You can keep so many more fish out of there, but they don't want you eating very much more. So that's what's crazy, you know. And that's
why,
you know, I don't know exactly. I mean, that's the thing, and that's, you know, that's on the upper lake side. You know, I don't know how it is on your end of the spectrum, but with
we have a distinct line to not fish above and retain fish.
Yeah. Right, and see that
drawn, I think, from the Bayport Channel across Atkinson Island to Houston Point, and you all walk northward.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, but you know, I mean, and you know, you get to where you know that, you know, like I wouldn't have a clue you can't fish above that or retain fish above that area, you know, because I don't fish down there, but I know what they do on the Trinity River up here, so. On the north end of the lake, so it's just.
Hey, we're getting low on time. I got a question from a listener. He wants to know, can you ask Richard if he ever trolls with divers in Canyon Lake when he's up there fishing with Tony for stripers?
I've been on Canyon
a couple of weeks.
I've been on Canyon one time with Tony, and that's it. So that, and all we did was went around flipping the grass and stuff like that.
Bass fishing, so I got
bass you. Fishing. So I've never trolled over there at all. I'm sure you can and do pretty good because it's full of them. I mean, it's got some gorgeous water over there for doing that. But I am even on Conroe, I'm not a troller. That's to me, it's one of those things where. It's boring to me, to be perfectly honest. It's because you're dragging baits, you're waiting on a rod to bend over a little further than it already is, and that's why I use my shad and stuff like that, where I can put 6 and 8 rods out at a time, and every one of them will fire off. So what I like doing. But anyway,
I got the rock and roll, buddy.
All right, Mickey.
Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to get with you, Richard.
All right, make anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudegx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudegx.com.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you, Richard. Have a good day. Good luck to you.
Y'all have fun, Mickey.
All right, man. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right, now let's jump down to Matagorda and check in with Captain Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., what's up, bud?
No, not much. Not much at all.
Well, same here.
Getting ready to make a long drive to Chris's Marine and get my, I broke down yesterday.
Oh, no.
That is the first time that's happened. And I was trying to think how many years, 10 or 12 years.
Right.
For me. You know, the funny thing is that I had it set up to take it in this morning for service anyway.
Well, guess it's all going to work out then.
Well, hopefully it's nothing major.
Get it fixed and serviced.
Huh?
You're getting it fixed and serviced.
Yeah. I just, I don't understand it. It was running like a scalded ape and took off and it started missing. And progressively got worse.
Dang. So, well.
It went a beautiful fishing day.
Yeah.
because we've got some gorgeous weather right now.
You were able to get back on the dock, though, huh?
Randy had to come tow me in.
Oh, you had to get towed. Not good.
Yeah. I made it to the first fishing stop, and that was it. Then it wouldn't crank over. But anyway, you know, that kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, it does. So. Mechanical things break. Just like humans, we break.
Yeah. I just hope it's something as simple as a spark plug or fuel filter or something. I don't know. Anyway, there was only about two guides that went out yesterday. It's pretty desolate around here right now.
Yeah.
Not many people fishing. And the weather's absolutely gorgeous, as you know.
Yeah, it's been beautiful weather. It's a little muggy this morning, warmer and more humid. So we're going to get our heat back. It's going to get hot.
We got any fog around?
No, I didn't see any coming in. Didn't see any on radar. A few showers out in the Gulf, but that's it.
Yeah. Well, we've been lucky so far with this weather.
What have you been mostly throwing, catching your fish on right now?
Plastics or topwaters. You know, especially when we're wade fishing.
Yeah.
You know, some mornings it's the topwaters is all they want, and sometimes they're down on the bottom, you're dredging for them. But everything wade fishing in East Bay is on shell. Mm-hmm. Everything in West Bay is on grass beds.
Right.
So, I don't know. I think we just have an abundance of fish. Now, we do have a lot of little fish.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of 14 to 16-inch fish, a lot of them.
Those will all be slots next year.
Yeah. Now, last weekend, I didn't fish last weekend, and a lot of people caught a lot of redfish. A lot of redfish showed up. And you know, these tides are up right now. They're high. And they fall in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've got good tidal movement. And for some reason, most of these younger guys are all tarpon fishing right now.
Yeah, they're into it, man. Tarpon fishing's gone big.
That's their new kick around here, is tarpon fishing.
All up and down the coast. It's gone viral.
Yeah. Which is okay with me.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's a great fish to catch. A lot of fun. Nothing like seeing one jump after the hook set. That's crazy.
Yep.
Some of them really catch some air, buddy.
Yeah, I
can hear them gills rattling while they're shaking that head, man.
Yep, I see it. They're into it. But
still doesn't beat a 7 or 8 pound trout breaching out of the water, shaking his head with a big old topwater in his mouth. That's kind of hard to beat too, isn't it, buddy?
I don't think anything beats that, Mickey.
I don't either. And a lot of times if they suck it way down inside, they get real vocal on the surface. They do some launching.
Yeah.
Shaking that head, trying to get that barbed wire out of their mouths.
And that's amazing how they can shake it sometimes, too.
You know, I've heard people say fish don't feel pain, but they just feel the restriction. I disagree with that.
I remember one time fishing a Trout Masters tournament there in Matagorda. It was about my second cast. I mean, this fish was a giant. This was before carrying a net, you know.
Right.
That macho shit. I had to change that habit real quick. But, I mean, he had that super spook down in him, and I'm going around with him. I said, "You're mine." And I went to grab him, and it was like the good Lord grabbed that fish and just took him off that plug. Jesus, they heard me cussing back in Matagorda.
Well, it's like a corky. You know, they'll suck it all the way down, and you're fighting that fish in, and all of a sudden it just flies out of his mouth. How can those two needle sharp hooks come out of that fish's mouth that easy? It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
It happens.
It is.
It does. All right, Charlie P. Sir. I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing with you, give them a number, man.
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. We'll see you, buddy. Take care.
Take
Hope
care,
you get your boat running. All right, man. All right, it's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.